Broadcasting live from the beautiful Atlanta Convention Center at America Smart, it's Eventorac 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton in beautiful downtown Atlanta, Georgia. Got to see the Ferris wheel as we drove in downtown. It's quite a sight, and the city is buzzing with this great event.
Well, it most certainly is. I'll tell you something else I enjoyed on the drive-in was the College Football Hall of Fame must be coming together
almost,
pretty
quickly. Almost built.
But you know what? All of that pales in comparison to this next segment. Guess who we have with us? We have with us from CSL Entertainment, Miss Sherry Leach. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, we are delighted to have you. CSL Entertainment, mission, purpose, what are you out there trying to do for folks?
Well, what we do is we provide speakers and entertainers for meeting planners, event planners, and we can even just supply a little intimate evening, speaker and entertainer.
Wow. How'd you get into that line of work? It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, it's a great thing. I've been in music since I was 4 years old. Played oboe, played piano, sang in choirs, was executive director of a symphony orchestra, and thought, hey, I think I want to do something on my own. So it's great. I love it.
So is it a competitive business? And if so, what do you do to kind of stand out from the crowd?
Well, it is pretty competitive. However, what I think I offer is a total package. And the great thing is I can give you an entertainer, I can give you a speaker, I kind of call it a one-stop shop.
Now, what are can you share some of the examples of some of the speakers that you represent?
Yeah, love to do that. We represent all the former presidents. I've spent
that's a good lead.
Wow, that's a,
yeah,
wow.
I thought that was kind of okay. All the former presidents, we represent Peyton Manning, we do Scottie Pippen, and then we do lots of motivational speakers, Dr. Wayne Dyer, but we do local people too. So the nice thing is we can fit any budget, and same with our entertainment.
Now, you're based here in Atlanta, is that right?
That's correct.
Now, but your work isn't limited to Atlanta, though,
no,
right?
No, it's anywhere in the U.S., and in fact, we even have something going on in Poland, possibly, coming up. So we're everywhere.
Can you walk us through how that, like an engagement like the one in Poland, how does that bubble up? Like, how do they find you, and then, and how does it work?
Poland was through a website, and I don't know if that's going to come to be. It was just, at first, speaker's part is part of the Bruce Maron Speaker and Celebrity Speaker and Entertainment Bureau out of Las Vegas. And so I'm a Southern Region Director. And he sent me this thing saying, they want something from Warsaw. I said, is this a joke? But it kind of isn't. But we're just working that angle. But it came through the internet. Other things come through different convention bureaus. I was in Memphis a few months ago with Dick Ember. Got a national thing with the Rotary, a national Rotary meeting.
Wow.
So we do everywhere. I mean, it's really cool. I love it.
So when you're out in the marketplace, you're talking with people who need speakers. Are you also consistently looking for relationships with the speakers, or is that there already a mechanism in place for that?
Yes and no. Okay. I mean, there is a mechanism. We have, you know, probably close to 500 speakers on our list. However, we have fewer entertainers. But a lot of times, I'm not really looking at this point. We kind of have a huge
group of speakers.
You have a portfolio already in all different categories.
Yes,
it's probably good, right?
Yes.
I'm sure you're open to anybody. You know, you're open
to
talking.
The reason I ask is, you know, Lee's just very engaging.
He is. I noticed that. I was going to see if he wanted to let me get a headshot
right
and a bio.
Probably command the same fee. Don't you imagine?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, it sounds good to me.
While we're on the subject of Peyton Manning, so let's say that I know that's who I want. It's just perfect for my event.
Okay.
What are the advantages, and I'm certain there are some, in working with you as opposed to just trying to give old Peyton a call and see if he'd come down and help us out?
I love that you asked this question because it's something we get asked a lot. And the thing is, by coming to us, we assure that he's going to show up. We do all the arrangements. If it's within a semi-close proximity, I will fly in when they're going to have him. I take care of him. I pick him up at the airport. I be sure that he has everything. So you're dealing with, we're used to dealing with that kind of person, who is great, by the way, he's great. And so it's different, where if you just call him up, chances are, first of all, he's not going to do it. Even if you're a good old boy and one of his friends.
Right.
But it's just having that professional thing. It benefits the venue. It benefits the person hiring him.
And we the just, event, right?
And the event. Oh, it's
huge. Now
it's
one less thing that the planner
exactly.
has to think about, right?
Right. And that's why the entertainment side of it comes in, because I can provide them with whatever kind of entertainment they want. Like this morning, we had a classical trio for the Biscuits and Beethoven. Tomorrow we're having, I'm bringing on a trio of jazz people, and it's going to be jazz and some blues and probably a little rock and roll. I can't do anything without a little rock and roll. So.
Well, the other thing, to continue this line of thinking, I suspect too, people may reach out to you and they say they want this person, and then you probably consult. Well, tell me a little bit more about your event, what you're trying to accomplish. Tell me about your audience. And you may have a completely different recommendation that makes more sense for their budget, their objectives, the whole bit, right?
Right. In fact, I have a real cool thing coming up in October, and there was a data processing convention, and they're doing it in Richmond, Virginia. And it's like, okay, how do you motivate? Let's see. And they kind of didn't know who they wanted. So, and they have a small budget. So anyway, I said, well, Richmond, she said, yeah, you know, the Civil War. I said, you know what? I'm going to give you three names. However, we have one guy who is amazing, and he does like 50 different people. So they're hiring him for the event. He's going to do Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, wow.
With an emphasis on our country and all this stuff. So we have, you know, like I have a magician that also does motivation. You know, it's just great, because people don't always think, you know, like, oh, data processing, how can this be fun? Nothing against data processors, please excuse me.
But that's an example where your expertise and your experience can shape the event to make it better than they.
Right.
Because they don't know what they don't know, and you
exactly.
do this every day.
Right.
And you know
right.
ways to kind of take somebody who has one skill and maybe expand it, because they might have this other skill, and fit it into
right.
the event to make
right.
the event more robust and more meaningful
yes.
to all the attendees.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
that's a tremendous
yeah.
service.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what you plan to do while you're here this week. What will make it a successful experience for you?
What I think will make it a success will be getting some new contacts, getting to talk to some of the meeting planners. I mean, this, first of all, let me say this is an amazing organization, MPI and GAMPI. But getting to be one-on-one to explain why I'm different than everyone, and
right.
different in a good way. And so getting some new contacts, I want to get some new leads, and I would love it if I could work toward a couple bookings. I have some really great people right now, and on the musician side too. My musicians are awesome. And I think my advantage is that I can do a little private party, just an intimate, or we can just rock the house, you know. So I like rocking the house. But
so
anyway.
That must be one of your challenges, is just to get time in front of these people so you can explain
yes.
this to tell
yes.
them how you're different and
right.
why it's a benefit to keep you in their Rolodex so they can give you
yes,
a call.
Yes, I agree. Yes, that's what I feel. Thank
so
you.
Now, if somebody wanted to have that meaningful conversation, is there a website or a way
there
to reach out
is.
To you?
There is. I just launched a fabulous new website. It's www.cslentertainment.com.
All right.
And
oh,
very simple to find.
That, say it again. I interrupted
I know.
You.
Well, and I stutter. So www.cslentertainment.com.
Well, thank you so much for visiting with us
well,
this morning.
Well, it's been awesome. I appreciate the opportunity, and glad to be here, and glad to learn more about you guys. It's
well,
awesome.
And you said she's right. You're right here in Atlanta.
Yes,
that's right.
Oh,
yes,
we got to have
I
you
am.
In the studio sometime.
Oh,
maybe.
Oh, I love
yeah.
it. I would love it.
That'd be fun.
I used to do this a lot in Florida, and I love to come and talk about what I love. Well, I can tell
you, you're a lot better at it than Lee is. I can tell you that right.
I wouldn't know about that.
Do you have a relationship with a meeting planner here locally that maybe you both can come on and talk about how you work together?
Oh, that would be great. Yes, yes, I absolutely do. And I would love to do that. And I have a... meeting planner. I have a great marketing person.
All right.
I have some really great stuff. Well, I would love that. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, until then, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor. We will be back in a few from the show floor of Eventeract.